Tuesday, December 10th. First reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. I answer, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all their glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. So then the people is the grass. Though the grass withers and the flower wilts, the word of our God stands forever. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God, here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock, in his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Haydock Commentary. Comfort my people. Let them not be dejected. This refers to the end of the captivity and still more to the coming of the Messiah, and it is to this consolation that the prophet chiefly alludes. In verse 3, the voice of one crying in the desert, etc., the prophet speaks chiefly of John the Baptist, who is here foretold. In verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. God will rescue his people from captivity, and Christ will later redeem mankind. The image of the shepherd in verse 11 refers, of course, to Christ the Good Shepherd. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14. Jesus said to his disciples, what is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. Haydock Commentary. The parable of the 100 sheep is to show the goodness and mercy of God toward sinners. By the one sheep, some understand all mankind, and by the 99, the angels in heaven. Jesus Christ manifests his tender regard and solicitude for us poor weak creatures by becoming himself the Son of Man, thus abandoning in some measure the angels who are in heaven. He has come down upon the earth to save by his death what was lost, imitating thus, with regard to men, the conduct they themselves observe with regard to their sheep. Some may perhaps object that since the Almighty does not wish any of his little ones to perish, he must consequently wish all to be saved, and therefore that all will be saved. Now this is not the case. The will of the Almighty is therefore sometimes frustrated in its effects, which is contrary to Scripture. To this objection, St. John Damascene replies that in God we must distinguish two distinct wills, the one antecedent, the other consequent. A person wills a thing antecedently when he wills it merely as considered in itself. For instance, a prince wishes his subjects to live, inasmuch as they are all his subjects. But a person wills a thing consequently when he wills a thing in consideration of some particular circumstance. Thus, though the king wishes all his subjects to live, he nevertheless wills that some should die if they turn traitors or disorganize the peace of society. In the same manner, the Almighty wishes none of his little ones to perish, inasmuch as they are all his creatures, made to his own image, and destined for the kingdom of glory, though it is equally certain that he wills the eternal punishment of many who have turned away from his service and followed iniquity. If we observe this distinction, it is easy to see what our Savior meant when he said that it was not the will of his Father that any of these little ones should perish.